Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on March 21 regarding Dexter, D-E-X-T-E-R, LeCount, L-A, capital C-O-U-N-T. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. LeCount as described in my report of 8-6-20. Per this pertain to injuries he allegedly sustained at work on 5-8-17, involving his abdomen, comma, torso, comma, ribs, comma, left knee, comma, neck, comma, and head. But he is now an 83-year-old male who reports being injured again at work on 1-22-18 period. He gives a somewhat confusing chronology of these accidents. Brady states in the first, he sustained whiplash and his right knee hit the steering column. Brady broke two ribs on the lower right side due to the seatbelt. Brady also had a concussion and the airbag deployed onto his face. But the second event occurred when he fell on concrete. As far as the first incident, he reports he injured his right nostril, comma, right eye has downgraded from 2015 to 2030, parentheses, had concussion, also close parentheses. And he lost a lot of blood, period. In the second, he believes he injured his right forehead, period. He did not undergo any surgery in either case, period. He does complain he can't see very well at night with his right eye, and he has headaches all the time, period. He periodically goes to the Veterans Administration for exams on his hearing and sight, period. He states about 2 months ago he had a clean out of both legs, period. In both accidents, he received a concussion, period. Dr. Chin, C-H-I-N, thinks his memory is slipping, period. New paragraph, additional records show Mr. LeCount was seen at the Spear emergency room on 1-23-18. Period. He stated he had fallen on the job and experienced loss of consciousness. Scratch that. Had fallen on the job. Brady complained of problems with his right eye. Brady had fallen from a standing position. Brady denied any dizziness, chest pain, shortness of breath, or dyspnea upon exertion prior to the fall. Brady denied any neck pain or hitting anything else. Period. There was no cervical tenderness appreciated, and his abdomen was soft and non-tender. Period. He underwent a CAT scan of the brain that same day that showed no intracranial hemorrhage. Period was compared to a study of 7-14-17. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph, he was seen neurologically by Dr. Skinner on 2-2-18. Period. He noted the petitioner's long and complex history, medical history, period. This included having, quote, a touch of asbestosis, period, end quote. He had suffered from hypothyroidism, comma, blood-drawing syncope in the past, comma, anxiety and panic attacks, comma, cardiac ablation with the two-vessel coronary artery bypass graft procedure in June 2016, period. He had a facial injury as a child and had several concussions with loss of consciousness, one from a motor vehicle accident in the past. Period. Years ago, he struck his occiput on two occasions in short succession while ice skating, but he's known to have a, quote, pituitary growth, end quote, which is not being followed. produced urinary frequency due to benign prostatic hypertrophy, for which he takes two unknown medications. Predated history of low back pain, which he attributes to an L4-5 herniated disc, and has a pinched nerve in the neck, he attributes to a problem at C4-5. He was recently out of work for 6 weeks following a driving incident that occurred while at work. He apparently hurt his side at that time. He had a left foot injury in 1984 while chopping a tree down. He had left ankle surgery in 1958 and 1980. He had a history of lower extremity blood clots, comma, peripheral artery disease, comma, edema, comma, and neuropathy, which he believes is getting worse and has extended from his lower extremities to his fingers. This has affected his balance, but he also occasionally drops things. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Skinner found the neurologic exam is good with the exception of evidence for lower extremity polyneuropathy, which is not accident related. Prior to releasing him to return to work, however, he needed to undergo an MRI of the brain without contrast as well as an EEG. Pretty wanted to get these done quickly so he could return to work. A follow-up was not scheduled, anticipating if the tests were negative, he would be maximum medical improvement. For an objective neurologic viewpoint relative to the subject 122-18 accident, and could return to work full duty, period. New paragraph, he did undergo an EEG on 2-5-18 that was interpreted as normal. Period, he had an MRI of the brain on 2-9-18. That will be inserted here as well. Period, Dr. Skinner reviewed these results on 2-9-18. And deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. There was no objective basis to claim any neurological disability or permanency or the need for additional neurologic testing, treatment, or follow-up as a result of the 122-18 accident. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears normal. Lungs normal. Abdomen normal. He relates that he was hospitalized for COVID infection, period. He was wearing a brace on his right wrist and was told by orthopedics that he had no cartilage left in it. Period, he does wear support stockings. Period, he had molds of his feet taken, period. Extremities, that's that general appearance. He had dry skin on the right hand and forearm. Period, extremities lower. Inspection revealed edema of the ankles, feet, and calves. Period. There was a healed 7-inch bypass scar graft on the right medial leg. Period, there was another left anterior leg scar covered with a medication pad. Period. Motion of the right knee was from 0 to 115 degrees of flexion and left from 0 to 125 degrees of flexion. Pretty a generalized decreased range of motion about the ankles. Period, motion of the hips was otherwise full in all spheres. Period, deep tendon reflexes were 1+ at the patella bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles. Period, pinprick sensation was not performed. Period, he had decreased soft touch sensibility in both lower extremities. Period, modified provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period, he changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period, impressions. On 122-18, Dr. LeCount tripped on uneven concrete and fell, striking his head on the ground. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the next day where a CAT scan of the brain showed no acute abnormalities. Period. He was also seen neurologically by Dr. Skinner on 2-2-18 when exam was unrevealing. Period. EEG and MRI of the brain were both negative. Appeared accordingly on 2-9-18. Dr. Skinner released him from care to maximum medical improvement. Period. This history of injury and treatment was superimposed upon the prior injuries allegedly sustained on 5-18-17 that will be inserted if I mark anything. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be decreased range of motion about both knees and more so at the ankles. Period. There was edema at the ankles, feet, and calves. Period. He had healed donor graft site scars in both legs. Period. Proprioceptive maneuvers at the knees were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the head or left knee. Period. In the event of 122-18, Mr. LeCount sustained soft tissue injuries that have long since fully resolved. Period.